This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that Ukrainian statehood is in jeopardy and pinned the blame on that country's leader. Putin also said Saturday that Western sanctions are akin to declaring war, but added that thank God we haven't gotten there yet. The Russian leader's tough talk came as the first attempt at ceasefires to evacuate desperate civilians from two besieged Ukrainian cities quickly collapsed. The struggle to enforce the temporary ceasefire in the port, a city in the eastern city, showed the fragility of efforts to stop the fighting across Ukraine. Officials from each country blamed the other, though they're expected to resume talks on Monday. Meanwhile, the number of people who have fled Ukraine have reached 1.4 million. The Ukrainian president's office says civilian evacuations halted in an area of the country where Russian defense officials had announced the ceasefire. The deputy head of President Volodymyr Zelensky's office said the evacuation effort was stopped because the city of Mariupol remained under fire Saturday. The Russian defense ministry said earlier in a statement that it had agreed on an evacuation route with Ukrainian forces, a strategic port in the southeast, and an eastern city as well. But a city official reported that shelling continued this Saturday despite the deal. Also a sign of fragility of efforts to stop fighting across the country. And again, the number of refugees who have fled fighting in Ukraine so far has now reached 1.4 million, and the violence does continue. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The death toll from a suicide attack at a Shiite mosque in northwest Pakistan rose to 62 overnight, as police said Saturday they would try to identify the bomber from two severed feet found at the scene. Police also released CCTV footage of Friday's attack showing a man dressed in a traditional tunic shoot two policemen as he entered the mosque in Peshawar. He then detonated a suicide vest packed with ball bearings that ripped through the building. The space was crowded with people as Friday prayers were about to start. The Islamic State group reclaimed responsibility for the attack. The Peshawar police chief told AFP that the dead include seven children aged below 10. It was the deadliest attack since July of 2018, when a blast at an election rally killed 149 people. And was also claimed by the local chapter of the Islamic State group. Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency said Saturday after talks in Tehran that they agreed on an approach to resolve issues crucial in efforts to revive the country's 2015 nuclear deal. The announcement came shortly before Russia said it would seek guarantees from the United States before it backs the deal, a factor which might delay any final results. The IAEA chief, Rafael Grossi, said the UN agency in Iran did have a number of important matters that needed to be resolved, but they had decided to try a practical, pragmatic approach to overcome them. The Atomic Energy Organization of President Mohammad Islami said the two sides are due to exchange some relevant documents by May 22nd. MasterCard and Visa are suspending their operations in Russia. It's the latest blow to Russia's financial system after its invasion of Ukraine. MasterCard said Saturday its cards issued by Russian banks will no longer be supported by its network, and any card issued outside the country will not work at Russian stores or ATMs. Visa said it's working with clients and partners in Russia to cease all Visa transactions over the coming days. Many other companies around the world have also made up moves to up the financial pressure on Russia and its people because of its attack on Ukraine. China set its lowest annual GDP target in decades as the country's premier warned of a grave and uncertain outlook against the backdrop of the coronavirus, a property slump, and uncertainty over the war in Ukraine. The death toll from a suicide attack at a Shiite mosque again in northwestern Pakistan rose to 62 overnight, as police say they will try to identify the bomber from two severed feet found at the scene. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.